Greetings and welcome to episode 63. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, six times Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. This podcast show is with a well-known professional expert in so many areas, a highly sought-after international leader who has walked the talk, impacted the lives of others all over the nation and around the world. She is a mover, shaker, and an individual who is passionate about her work. She is filled with knowledge like no other and has shared in many venues. My special guest is none other than Mrs. Tywana Wilson. Let me share a little bit more about her journey. Tywana Coach T. Wilson is an international empowerment speaker, medical laboratory scientist, best-selling author, leadership consultant, and mentor who helped professionals unleash their star power by growing their leadership to get promoted in their careers. Tywana is the founder and president of Trendy Elite Coaching and Consulting, where they develop best-in-class leaders who inspire their teams and get results. This is done by utilizing a proven blueprint in their Standout Leader Academy mentorship program. Tywana is the author of Some Leaders Wear Lab Coats, the visionary author of the Leadership Tidbits Personal Growth Series, and host of SOS for Leaders, Elaborate Topics and Leadership Tidbits with Coach T. Wilson podcast. Tywana has nearly 20 years of diverse medical laboratory and progressive healthcare leadership experience. Her mission is to empower and train 1 million leaders to be able to utilize their skills to lead with confidence and leave a career legacy that makes them proud. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Mrs. Tywana Wilson, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest Amazon best-selling books. I'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspective. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. My special guest again is Mrs. Tywana Wilson. Wow, where do I even begin? You, Tywana, you are such a walking wealth of knowledge. And just let me say congratulations on all of your success. And I know that today my listeners will benefit greatly from our conversation. Welcome to my show. And how are you doing?
Thank you so much, Dr. Essie. This is just awesome. I'm feel very honored and blessed to be a part of your show. Thank you for reading that. Sometimes I'm like, is she reading my bio or reading somebody else's bio? But I'm just very blessed to be here with you and share with your audience. And I hope I can give them some tidbits that they can walk away with and utilize and implement right away.
Well, definitely. It is my pleasure to have you. And I can tell you, you are truly an amazing individual and you're doing so many great things. And I had to have you on my show. So thank you once again.
Thank you.
So please tell the listeners just a little bit more about yourself, your journey, and some of the projects that you've been engaged in lately.
Awesome. Well, I am a medical laboratory professional or scientist by background. And for those of you who are thinking, what the heck is that? Anytime you've ever got your blood drawn and went to the hospital, the laboratory team, the medical laboratory professionals are the ones that actually analyze your blood. So we're the ones that's actually doing the COVID testing, drug screening, hepatitis testing, all of the tests that happen that your doctor need that information in order to accurately and confidently diagnose patients. So that's what I do by background. That's my profession. But I truly love and enjoy empowering the next generation of leaders, allowing them to grow their leadership skills so that they can have careers that they're proud of, so that they can lead and live a career legacy that makes them proud. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been able to do that in the medical laboratory and healthcare space, and also work with my team leaders. I've been able to do this through my podcast that you mentioned earlier in the bio. So those of you who are listening, every Tuesday nights, I actually do a live in the studio, bringing a new mentor on every week. You can catch it on LinkedIn or any of the social media channels. But I do that, and it's important for me to bring other leaders to the table to share their voice as well, because I think it's important for our listeners, our learners out there, to be able to get expertise from different leaders, different mentors. And that's what I've been up to. And writing a few books, of course, I think telling your story is powerful. So those are a few things that I've been doing: leading in the laboratory, inspiring people through my podcast work, as well as writing books.
Well, I can definitely say I know how busy you are, and you are a new mother. Congratulations. And I know she's probably over a year old now. Am I correct?
Yes, she actually turned 2 just a month ago. So it's
how
busy.
About that? I bet it is. And, you know, just thinking about some of the things that you do, you talked about being an author, a speaker, a consultant, being in the medical profession. And I work with students every single day. And so tell us a little bit about how you got started from when you graduated from high school. Did you immediately know that you wanted to do this? And so just take us on that journey.
So I always knew that I wanted to be in healthcare. I actually wanted to be a dentist. And I said, well, I'm going to go to college and let me figure out a degree that I can major in so that I can go to dental school. And I didn't want biology or chemistry because I was thinking, okay, what if I don't go to dental school? And so I found a career in medical laboratory science. Yes, that's actually a degree. And when I looked at what the medical laboratory scientists do, because I didn't know anybody that was in that field, they were those scientists, those healthcare detectives behind the scenes that made a big impact. And I was like, yeah, that's me. I want to help people and make a big impact. Yeah, that's me. So I got into that field, and I have absolutely loved it. I didn't go on to dental school because I didn't know who was going to pay for that. And I enjoyed being in the laboratory. And so I figured I would stay in that realm, in that space. And that's what I've done. And it's been nearly 20 years since I've been in the space. And so I found a passion that I loved. I've been able to coach and train new scientists that are coming up. I've been able to talk to scientists all around the globe and make an impact. And I found my purpose. I found my why, and I found it in a space that I was able to utilize my college degree with.
Amazing again. And let me just say before we proceed, I just want to say thank you for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you are going to do, especially being on the front lines as we continue to deal with this pandemic. And you are paving the way, you know, being a minority, being a woman. You said that you found your passion and you're living your purpose and you're living out your why. And that is so important as anybody, but especially young people who are listening. That is so important for you to find your purpose and find your why. And you do that by following your passion. So talk a little bit about who inspired you.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for my mom and my grandmother. My mom, and neither one of these ladies went to college. Actually, neither one of these ladies graduated from high school, but they are the wisest people that I know. So my mom is very resourceful. And even though she didn't go to college, she always found a way out of no way, making something out of nothing. I mean, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even be at college because she's like, okay, we're here. We're going to find information to get you there. We're going to find scholarship opportunities. And I'm telling you, it's like, it's almost like when you come from humble beginnings, you are hungry to find opportunities. And that's what she did. I'm her oldest of two, and she found a way. So she definitely was one of my biggest inspirations, and I'm happy to still have her here today. And my grandmother, unfortunately, she passed 3 years ago, but she was such an influence on my life. And she had taught me the importance of networking. My grandmother was a homemaker for most of her life. She taught me the importance of being involved in organizations and networking and collaborating with others and allowing me to see that when you work with these organizations, that you're able to make a greater impact than you could by yourself. And so that's what she taught me. And that's what has kept me through her work with the Ladies Auxiliary. It actually instilled in me to join my sorority because I knew nothing about sororities. Remember, I'm a first generation college student and first generation college graduate. And so her being involved in her organization made me seek out being a part of a larger group that was making a global impact on the lives of others. So my mom and my grandmother, hands down, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be who I am today.
And I believe that, I hear that in your sharing with the audience. And you know, mothers and grandmothers are so, so important. And you talked about your mother and your grandmother did not graduate from high school. And people are always so amazed at that because I have an opportunity to pour into young people each and every day. And I tell them, you know, I'm very honest, very authentic with them. I tell them I had two parents. My mother passed in 2013, but definitely she did not graduate from high school. My father did not graduate from high school, but yet and still I was able to acquire 4 degrees. And so it's so powerful, young people, to have people around you, even if you don't have a mother or father or grandmother. Find someone in a school, in the community, to really pour into you. And you know, the other thing you talked about is being a first generation college student. And I had a story not too long ago. I was talking to this young man at a high school, and he's in 12th grade, and he's thinking about, oh, I'm going to go to a community college. I said, let me pull up your transcript. I see your transcript and I don't see a 2-year college. I see a 4-year college. And that's where you're going to go. First generation, first child in the family to go to college. And he has older siblings. So young people, you can do it. We believe in you, but find someone who can be your rock, your foundation. So thank you so much for sharing. So once again, all these young people that I work with and I touch their lives, and I know all of us have our own avenues and own ways of giving back. Share some advice to these young people that are out there. They're trying to find their way. So just share some advice with them, please.
Absolutely. And we talked about it earlier, finding your why, finding your purpose. What makes you get up each and every day? What makes you smile? where do you feel your opportunity in this thing called life? Where do you fit in? So asking those questions of yourself, really being aware of who you are, not who your parents want you to be, not who you think you should be based off what you see on social media, but who are you at your core? So the first thing I would say would be finding your why or your purpose. And that's going to take you getting in a quiet place, getting still, and actually being honest with yourself to figure out what you're good at. What do you like doing? What could you see yourself doing? The second thing I would say is getting involved in the community or community group. So, you know, tapping into the resources that you have in your local community, in your schools, getting involved with organizations like the Boys and Girls Club, the Urban League, because you're able to start meeting and connecting with different people. And don't just get involved, go out and interview some of the people that are working for those organizations. Ask them, you know, what do you do? What made you get into this line of work? Do you enjoy doing it? What education is required? What skills are required? So getting involved, especially if you're not sure what you want to do, this will give you an opportunity to get to know other people and their path for where they are today. And then the last thing that I would leave your listeners with is get a mentor or coach to help you connect the dots. We all have or need mentors and coaches. And actually, a mentor is a non-negotiable for your life. A mentor is one that has been there and they are able to give you insight into the path that you want to take so that you cannot make some of the mistakes they made. And they're going to be honest with you. Sometimes those mentors and those coaches, they're able to see something in you that you didn't see for yourself. And just like Dr. Essie mentioned with the young man that the counselor said, a community college, I had that exact story. My counselor said, yeah, you should go to the community college. And I graduated from high school number 5 in my class. I have since went on to get 3 degrees, one of which is a master's degree. I have my own business. I have been a thought leader in my industry, and it didn't start out that way. So if I thought that I could only go, and it's nothing wrong with a 2-year college, a trade school, or anything like that, but don't let anybody else put the lid on your ceiling. So that's why you need a mentor and coach, somebody that can be an advocate for you when you don't know exactly what to say.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. And I just have to repeat some of those. Find your way, find your purpose, find your why. That is so critical. Get involved in community groups. And you know, there are so many resources out here. It is amazing. I share a lot with people one-on-one, and it's amazing what they don't know that is in their own community, what scholarships and financial assistance kids can get in order to pursue their dreams, going to college or whatever they want to do in life. And then that mentor and that coach. And I love it that you said that's a non-negotiable. That is a non-negotiable. And I must say this, repeat this from the powerful Mrs. Wilson. Don't let others put a lid on your ceiling. Wow. You're just making me shake in my own skin. So I know that you have accomplished a lot. And when you take that journey in life, when you are successful, you also face challenges. What are some of the challenges that you have faced?
Right. And that's the thing that young people need to see, that it's not always about the success. Everything that glitters is not gold, or at least it didn't start out that way. And so I've had a lot of challenges and failures. I'm going to tell you, I've had a lot of failures along the way. When I think about being in my industry requires you to have a certification in order to be able to get work and be proven as a professional. And when I went and took my certification test, I could not pass. If I went the first time, I did not pass. And then I went and had the opportunity to take it again, and I still did not pass. And by that time, as you know, I am feeling frustrated. I'm feeling discouraged. And not to mention my job was on the line. If I did not pass the test the next time, I would be unemployed. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I know you didn't bring me this far to let me go or let me down at this point. I know I'm meant to change the world. And so I had to get resources to help me because it was something that I wasn't doing that was not allowing me to pass the test. And so I got resources to help me. They gave me books. They poured into me. And the last time that I went into that, three times the charm, I went into that certification exam. And keep in mind, I was paying $150 every time I didn't pass and money that I didn't have. And I walked into that certification exam and I said, let it be done. And you take the exam and it'll show you right there before you even leave that I passed the exam. So I tell you that story more so not as just a challenge, but as a failure, because I want young people to know that there are going to be some failures along the way. But just because of the way you start doesn't mean that's going to be the way you finish. And I think it's important for you to know failure is a part of the process. If somebody told me they never had a failure, I would think they have not tried enough things. And there is wisdom to be learned in failure. But just being in healthcare, there are challenges. It comes with being an African-American scientist. I'm usually the only one at the table. And I don't take that lightly. I know I was given a seat at the table for a reason. And I have that power to use my voice. So there will be challenges, there will be failures, and things will not go according to plan. You will hear no, and that's okay. It's a part of the process, and it will not break you. You learn from it and you move forward.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, because some people will not share some of their challenges or some of their failures. But, you know, I always say that our stories are not to be held, but we must share that so that others will learn from that. And you said, let it be done and it shall. And I know young people, sometimes they might think, oh, I didn't pass the PSAT. I didn't pass the SAT. I can't pass these college entrance assessments, my certification assessment, because some students, and even in high school, they work on certifications. But don't give up. Keep going. Trust me. It is a part of your success. And you'll look back over it one day and say, my goodness, I made it through. And once again, let it be done and it shall. So tell us about some of your greatest successes.
Well, passing that test most definitely was a great success. But I know your audience are high schoolers or those going into college. And so one of the things that I like to tell you all that, you know, just so that you know, and I consider this a success. When I graduated, yes, I was in the top of my class and I had a very good GPA, but I only had an 18 ACT score. When I graduated from college, I didn't even have a 3.0 GPA when I got my bachelor's degree. And now I am looked at as a leader in my industry. Even though I didn't pass the certification test on the first time, it took three times, the certification agency calls me to give presentation and guidance all the time. And one of my biggest successes was having the opportunity to be able to go over to Rwanda, Africa, and teach and train their laboratorians on clinical chemistry and laboratory safety so that they can go back to their laboratories and be able to train on that so that they can combat HIV and AIDS in their country. So that's one of the biggest successes as far as my professional endeavors, but being a wife and mom at my core is really what makes me proud. And knowing that the things that I'm doing today is allowing my daughter to see that it is possible. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter how you start, but you can get success and you can make your own platform. I do it with my books, with my podcast. You can be the voice that your generation needs and you can do it.
I love it. You are still creating your own legacy and you're creating that not just for yourself, but for your daughter. And I know there is power in that. I see that in my own relationship with my daughter. And so thank you for just sharing. You know, you've traveled to many places, done many great things. And when you talk about chemical chemistry, oh my goodness, it blows my mind, but you are amazing. And so thank you so much. So because you do so much, what do you think your focus will be as you continue to navigate your journey? And how are you going to continue to make a difference?
That's a great question. So my focus is really being the best mom that I can be. And I'm doing that by showing my daughter that she is a leader. And I believe that the words we use matter. And so my focus is on empowering the next generation of leaders. When I ask young people, do they believe they're leaders? And when I have them stand up in presentations and half of them do not think they are a leader, I know that there's still work to be done. And so my focus is giving them the tools that they need to feel prepared to be competent and confident in whatever they choose to do in life. So that's what I do with my teen leaders. That's what I do with my medical laboratory and healthcare professionals. And those are the blueprint and the teachings that we do in the Standout Leader Academy. So that's my focus now. I want to impact 1 million leaders before my time here is done, so that when I get up to the pearly gates, I can say that I did try to instill and empower the next generation to continue on to be better than they thought they could be.
Well, I tell you, you're going to do that and impact even more because, you know, I've had the pleasure of working with you close up. I've been in two of your books, had the opportunity to collaborate, and it's just amazing at your influence. And it's not so much I've been with you in person, but it's what you do and what you say and how you go about doing that and all the tools that you share. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to say, Dr. Essie Speaks Educational Consultant is really about sharing those resources, and you've given a lot. So tell us about some great resources that you can share with anyone who might be interested in the medical profession that you're in, or might just be interested in trying to figure out, okay, where do I go from here?
Absolutely. I would definitely say tap into resources such as podcasts. I know, like this one, this is an excellent resource because you are bringing different leaders from around the globe together to share their stories. And I want people to know that there is great content and information in podcasts, and you can find them everywhere. So podcasts will be one thing. People are on the go. I know they live busy lives. And so they're like, I don't have a lot of time. And really, it only takes 15 minutes to start pouring into yourself each and every day. I would also suggest reading. I know you're like, I don't have time to read, but leaders are readers. And not just of books, but of people. And so the more that you know, the better off you're going to be. There's this quote by Benjamin Franklin that says, an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. And what that means is that the more you can invest in yourself, the more you grow and develop over time. There's nothing that can be done that will take the information that you have away from you. So reading books, listening to podcasts, you can find some great information on social media. If you weed through, there is some junk out there, but if you weed through, there is some great content that you can find on social media. But the single most important thing that I would tell somebody to do is ask questions. Good leaders ask great questions. And the reason that people don't know information is because they don't ask. So asking whoever, because people like to talk about themselves. And if you ask them questions, they will tell you. So young people, that's what I would say. Read books in your spare time. If you don't have time, listen to them on Audible or any of the other audio books. Listen to podcasts and ask people questions. That will fast track your learning significantly.
You are exactly right. I've been an educator 32 plus years. And so leaders are readers, and anybody can be a leader in their own pursuit of what they want to accomplish. And, you know, education is power. It will open the doors for you in ways that you have never even start dreaming about. And I'm not just talking about going to college, but like Miss Wilson said, you know, those podcasts, those audio books, any source of information that you can get your hands on, just take advantage of it. And so thank you. So tell us, how can listeners contact you?
Absolutely. You can go to my website, Tywana Wilson, TYWAUNA, Wilson, WILSON.com. And there you will find a free training. You will find the books that I have, my social media channels, a little bit more information about where I've been. You can also look for me on social media if you're on LinkedIn, Tywana Wilson, and all of the other platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Coach T Wilson. That's Coach T-E-E Wilson.
Thank you so much, Tywana, and thank you for being my special guest today to share with the listeners. Continue doing the phenomenal things that you're doing, and may God continue to bless you because you are making an impact. So thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me and for sharing your platform with me. You're doing great work. I love it.
Thank you, and be blessed. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.